A reading from Sirach chapter 6, verse 5 to 17. A kind mouth multiplies friends and appeases enemies, and gracious lips prompt friendly greetings. Let your acquaintances be many, but one in a thousand your confidant. When you gain a friend, first test him, and be not too ready to trust him. For one sought is a friend when it suits him, but he will not be with you in time of distress. Another is a friend who becomes an enemy and tells quarrel to your shame. Another is a friend, a boon companion, who will not be with you when sorrow comes. When things go well, he is your other self and lords it over your servants. But if you are brought low, he turns against you and avoids meeting you. Keep away from your enemies. Be on your guard with your friends. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy. Such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself. The word of the Lord. Delight in good friends. As social beings, time and again we have people who are dear to us, whom we call friends, and are not ashamed to carry our shadow. The term friend has been used very casually and loosely. This ranges from people with whom we have a relatively superficial acquaintance, those who are useful in getting things we want, to a genuine friend with whom we can open ourselves completely, chaff and wit, and in whom we can have total trust without fear of judgment. One must admit it is not easy to find them. The criteria for choosing the friend is not based on how much money they have, but whether they will continue to stand by you in times of difficulty and misfortune. Such friends are rare, and their value is beyond estimation. You and me have had those people in our lives. I appreciate the experiences they taught me on how to be a genuine friend to someone through thick and thin. The experiences also taught me how it feels to be taken advantage of, to be left without the support of the persons you thought would stand by me, but were geared for my death. Sirach says, take them on trial, and be in no hurry to trust them. True friendships, which are based on genuine love, take time to develop. Mutual attraction is not enough. No matter what experiences or friendships you have had, life has taught you that no matter how bad and desperate the situation can be, there is always someone genuine, who will stand by you. Probably the greatest tragedy in life is never to have had really close and intimate friends. The sign of a true friend is the sense of emptiness that comes on permanent separation because of death or some other irreversible reasons. Today, let us pray for those people and ourselves to be genuine friends to others. Sirach advises us to keep clear of those who are hostile to us. But we also have to remember the gospel command to pray for them and be ready to forgive them and be reconciled with them. But at the same time, to be cautious of your friends, that is, those who call themselves friends, but who, in time of stress, are likely to ditch you.